Take us through the interception. What happened on the play?
We was in zero coverage, and it was the last play, and I just know I have inside leverage, and I knew we was blitzing all our blitz, so I seen a receiver go inside, and I saw the ball, and I just undercut it.
You mentioned the blitz. That almost looked like a zero coverage blitz. All you guys were out there on islands. When you know that play is called, what's going through your mind as a corner?
That I just don't want to be the one to let them catch the ball, because all out blitz, everybody's man-to-man, and they're trusting the DBs to do their job, and we're trusting the blitz to get there. So I just think, you know, I don't want to be the one to let them catch it.
Overall in the second half, they drove the ball down the field a couple times, but you guys really stiffened when they got into that red zone. Did you guys turn up a little bit when you got inside the 20? How did you keep them out of the end zone?
Yeah, in our huddles, we just kept telling each other, you know, keep fighting, and, you know, don't give up any points, you know, because if they drive all the way down in the red zone, we get the ball back, it's still a win for us.
Were you pretty happy with what you put on tape for the coaches to look at the next couple of days as they evaluate the cornerbacks?
Yes, I was real satisfied with it, but, you know, there's two plays I wanted back, but just got to watch film and figure out how to correct it.
I appreciate the time.
Thank you.